This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the morning run continues. Julian Ng, Melissa Idris, and myself, Sharad Kutin, with the top business stories of the day. We have a slew of tech stories in the news this morning. Yahoo, Snapchat, Google. Mm-hmm. I say that's not one entity, that's three. Let's start with the embattled Yahoo. It's announced that six of its directors, including CEO Marissa Mayer and David Filo, will be leaving the company, and it will be followed by a rebranding of the company.
Yeah, so the company wants to change its name to Altaba Inc. And I guess that's quite interesting because, well, reports suggest that they've had the name or they've had this name in the pipeline for some time. So I guess maybe closer to Alibaba since they own
it. Short for perhaps alternative Alibaba.
Nice. Jules,
is that what it's all
about?
Because, you know, Alibaba still comprise about 60% of Yahoo's worth. Valuation. In fact, all of Yahoo's valuation is due to Alibaba, and the fact that they're selling off the internet business to Verizon, that's just a small part of their overall valuation.
How do we pronounce this? Because it could be, as you pronounce it, Altaba. It also could be Altaba.
It's Altaba. Altaba.
Altaba.
Well, based on what I've heard on news reports, Altaba, that they want to rename it. Maybe it is Altaba. Who knows? You have to ask Marissa Mayer while she's still in office.
Well, we can't ask her. She's leaving.
She's still in office. But the new company, this Altaba, will become a shell company for Yahoo's Asian assets, which analysts say are the main core of Yahoo's value. Of course, like you mentioned, Jules, the stake in Alibaba. Also, there's a 35% stake in Yahoo Japan. I'm curious to know, because everything hinges on the Verizon deal, on whether the Verizon deal will go through, because this is going to only happen after the deal is done and dusted. So I guess we'll have to see whether Verizon will in fact go through with this deal, especially after that massive data breach. Do you remember the 1 billion data hacked Yahoo accounts?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to make a dent in Yahoo's fortunes if the deal didn't go through, because if you look at Yahoo's market cap, it's about $40 billion. And Verizon is agreeing to buy into Yahoo's internet business for about $5 billion. So it would affect them to the extent of 10%. And Verizon, of course, will have to tweak the valuation of the deal to make it more attractive for themselves after that hacking fiasco. Mm. But, you know, Verizon wants to possibly combine it with their ownership of AOL, which they also bought for around $4 billion. And Yahoo, interestingly, has 1 billion active users a month, 600 million visitors on mobile, which would be very useful to very synergistic to Verizon's phone businesses.
I mean, if you were both going to summarize the problem of Yahoo, what would it be? Is this an issue of growth?
There's a lack of leadership and
Marissa Mayer,
face the competition.
Marissa Mayer, when she came in, was touted to be the savior of Yahoo. You remember that? I mean, when she came in, she was the fifth executive in 5 years for Yahoo. They said, okay, Marissa, you're going to turn this company around. She went on a massive shopping spree and bought all sorts of companies, you know, from Flickr to everything that we've no longer heard of. Tumblr, I think I remember. And now you're thinking, okay, it hasn't reaped the results that she was touted to bring. And I think a few years in, everyone's like, okay, Marissa Mayer, where's the results that we were expecting from you? And lo and behold, you know, there were several massive controversies under Yahoo. Again, the 1 billion hacked accounts is, I think, just the latest in a decline of Yahoo.
But that hack happened years ago, and you know,
a few months ago, very recently.
Announced the hack, but the hack actually happened some years ago, I believe. Well, we can check that.
From 2014, you're right, Sharad. It started in 2014, where 500 million user information was stolen. But I think it continued, and then the end result was 1 billion users' information.
So, Melissa, you agree with Julian that this is that Yahoo's problem has essentially been one of leadership?
Yeah, I think that apart from apart from leadership, which they were clearly lacking in, was also the rise of Facebook over the last few years. I mean, Facebook has, what, a billion users worldwide? And Yahoo, one of the very earliest internet companies to be around, has had problems trying to find its way within the social media platforms grouping. And Facebook, you know, tremendous competition based on this whole idea of the winner takes all in places like social media and search engines and so on. So Yahoo was very lost over the last few years, and they had that stake in Alibaba to hold the valuation of their company up. And I guess it's come to today where somebody like Marissa Mayer does not know what to do in trying to find their identity.
So do you think we'll no longer call it Yahoo? We'll call it Alibaba?
I can see how successful this is going to be, because Yahoo just tripped off your tongue.
And you know, with the exclamation point, yeah, Yahoo!
Well, I don't think Yahoo will be wiped off the face of Earth, just as Google was not wiped off when the holding company was changed to Alphabet, right? The holding company of Google is Alphabet, and now Yahoo's holding company would be Alibaba. Whereas you could still go to Yahoo.com.
He said it so perfectly. Just
he made it sound like Arabic, so it was
Al-Taba. Al-Taba.
Well, okay, moving on to Snapchat, the other story in our crosshairs. Snap Inc., the parent company of Snapchat, does a surprising take in filing taxes in the UK, which is quite different from how its peers have dealt with the question of taxation.
Yeah, so Snapchat has chosen UK as its headquarters. It's where it wants to base its headquarters. This is really surprising because if you look at what Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Uber, Twitter, they've all chosen other more tax-friendly regimes, places like the Netherlands, like Ireland, like Luxembourg. But again, I mean, and you know, with the dark clouds of Brexit hanging over the UK, what a surprising move from Snap.
Yeah, I think this is a vote of confidence to the UK. I think UK still has a lot going for them if they want to work on their appeal to international investors, and the tax regime being one of those attractions. Even if the UK has still got higher tax rates than havens like Ireland, for example, which is having that tiff with the European Union, the European Union wants to claim about, I think, 15 billion euros from Apple, and Apple is not having any of that. The you know, saga still continues between Apple and Ireland and the European Union. But the UK still remains attractive from a tax rate viewpoint compared to America. Remember those so-called inversion deals that the pharmaceuticals wanted to do, whereby, you know, they would transform their identity from being an American company to a UK company, to a British company, only by name, just to take advantage of the taxes. And of course, the United States have put a stop to that. So there are still, you know, vote of confidence after Brexit.
Well, the skeptical side of me wonders whether this was just a strategic move on the part of Snap to choose UK to avoid any more of that regulatory scrutiny over tax practices, right? Because Snap is looking to list this year. They're going to be one of the biggest IPOs. Apparently, the target valuation of about $20 to $25 billion they want to raise, about $4 billion, I believe. So, you know, maybe they want to play it safe, play by the books, play by the rules ahead of the listing.
Yeah, that valuation is actually very interesting, $20, $25 billion. I'm going to use Facebook as a sort of comparison here. Facebook's market capitalization is about $360 billion, so just under $400 billion for Facebook. And Snap's valuation is less than one-tenth of Facebook valuation. If you look at the daily users worldwide for Snap, 150 million active daily. Facebook has, I don't know, zillions, right? Gazillions.
Gazillions, yeah. Yes. Well, are you guys Snapchatters?
No, I'm not.
No?
No. And I don't also avoid taxes. I wonder, because one of the big stories of 2016, because of the Panama Papers and tax avoidance, I wonder if that will continue to be a big issue issue for us and for the globe with transnational corporations, you know, where they park their money, where their money is, and who can tax it and tax their profits. I think that's going to be a really interesting story even in 2017.
Yeah, I think if you were a tax avoider, you would probably want to use Snapchat in communicating with your lawyer, because the instant messaging disappears, right?
Telegram?
It's an app of disappearing messages.
Okay. Alphabet's Google is in talks to sell its satellite imagery unit, Terabella, to competitor Planet Labs.
Yeah, so again, another news coming up from the tech sector. Quite interesting. Again, I think it just signifies Alphabet's move. Now, do you remember Alphabet had all these other kind of side projects, all its more bolder projects? Now they're trying to streamline. They're cutting back on some of their bolder ventures. Recently, they pared back on efforts in high-speed internet, in robotics, in modular smartphones. And I guess they may be just focusing on their core business.
This is very sad for me, because I'm looking at Google's halcyon days, you know, the past where they put a lot of focus into what they call the moonshots, right, to go for the skies. And the Project Ara was something that I really looked forward to. This was the modular phones where you don't have to spend $2,000-$3,000 every few years just changing, upgrading your phones, but buying parts of the phone to put them together. You know, that was something that I was looking forward to.
Just something that's just come in. One of our listeners, Mohan Gurusamy, says that the news has come in that Marissa Mayer may be staying on after all.
After all, into the new company, but it's yet to be defined what her role will be. But thanks, Mohan, for pointing that out.
We'll be back with more top business stories after this BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.